Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It's a Wednesday morning, and it's a little cool out there this morning.
Like, yeah.
48 degrees, something like that.
It's not nice. I have to get my father got me a, for Christmas last year, got me a car starter, automatic car starter.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I haven't installed it yet. I haven't had it installed yet. So I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
this
you
week
might want to do that.
Because, yeah. Because it was so, you know, by the time I got around to it, it was summer, and I'm like, I don't need that.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, no problem. Okay, stuff we got coming up on the program today. Well, we had a great sports night in Boston last night because Red Sox win. Jackie Bradley Jr., Grand Slam home run. It was just terrific. And then the Celtics won the season opener against the Philadelphia 76ers. So that was good. And one of the things.
I watched the game. I just want to announce.
I could not believe that the first person to text me when JBJ hit a grand slam was LBF.
Now that
right?
is amazing.
It was amazing. And I couldn't believe it.
And then she texts, I can't believe he threw him a slider down and in.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, wow, she's paying attention.
And you were texting with Bob Ryan last night.
Yeah, Bob, you know, texting me because he's writing more questions for us for granted 60 Seth. Seconds.
He
was texting me.
That's my job.
Bob was a little worried about the you know, the closer. It turns out we didn't really need to get to him. So that was good.
Yeah. Okay, so the things we got to talk about today is the upcoming Malden-Everett football game.
Yeah.
This is really very interesting.
Strange turn of events.
Yes, that's a very strange turn of events. We'll
yeah,
tell you about
I'm,
that.
I'm curious point. If there are any Malden or Everett football parents out there. See what you think.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm very excited about the whole thing because it gives us a better chance on Thanksgiving.
The Medford
well, that's probably true.
Game.
That's right.
Okay. When is life going to get easier for you? That's a question. That's, you know, they finally have a definitive answer. They did this big study, and they've narrowed it down to the exact age when most people life gets easier for them.
Not 52.
Really? We'll reveal that for you.
Not
coming
52
up this
with a broken leg.
Okay,
yeah.
But you should see my new scooter.
Big deal in Canada today.
Yes.
Marijuana becomes legal in all of Canada today.
Wow,
so we'll share that with
crazy.
You.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to change the leaf on the flag.
Canada's looking so good these days.
Hey, dirty laundry.
Yes,
Pippa, you're going to do the Pippa story.
Oh, sure. It's all Royals all the time. Oh. We've got baby news, and then a very significant death on television last night.
Yes.
That we'll talk about. So,
okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the. Oh, by the way, did we mention Kelly McFarlane?
Yes.
8 o'clock.
Very
live
excited.
In the studio. All coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Mornings.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody. It is time to play the game of Grand. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Now, this is kind of interesting thing we got going on today because yesterday I was virtually attacked after the show about a controversy concerning the Grand in 60 Seconds question that was asked yesterday.
I thought we were going to keep that private.
Okay. And no. So, and this comes on the heels of Bob Ryan being our offering his first contribution to Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Consultant.
Yes, he's
consultant.
My consultant.
Okay,
now.
So one of the questions that Bob offered and we used yesterday was, okay, you take Ted Williams' number minus Bobby Orr's number, and what's the total? And the you know, the answer is, you know, it's a 9 minus 4, so the answer is 5.
Yeah. Okay. Sports math.
Okay.
Sports
cool
math.
Cool concept.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I know. I
was told
impressed.
That this was not only three questions in one, it was a sexist question.
Well, I don't think it's a sexist question because I have to remind everybody that girls like sports too. And then
I tried to explain this.
But it was a tough question.
It was one of the tougher questions.
Fairly diabolical.
It was diabolical because it was a two-tiered question. It was actually a three questions in one.
Yeah.
And so that's why Bob is a monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was not the only question he provided.
Yes, he provided.
No,
the
he provided
Richard
other
Burton
questions
about Liz Taylor.
There were a couple cream puffs on there.
Yeah. That's what I love about Bob Ryan because he knows a little bit about everything.
Now we have this list of questions today. Are there any Bob Ryan questions?
Yes,
on this?
Yes, there are.
Oh, this is going to be interesting because it is time now to meet our player to try to win $1,000 from Century Bank. A grand in 60 seconds, Lydia Nickerson. who is an office manager from Clinton, Massachusetts, is on the line this morning. Hello, Lydia. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great, thank you. Now, could you have answered that question yesterday from Bob Ryan?
Nope.
You couldn't have done it, huh?
Good thing you called today, then.
Okay.
Good, yes, exactly.
Luck of the draw. You didn't call on that day. Okay, now here's the deal. LBF is going to give you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You answer all 10 of them correctly. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Remember, you can say pass at any time. If you have time and left at the end, we'll come back and pick up, and you get the answers. We give you the cash. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
I believe everybody's ready.
I'm ready.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
What pop singer is the Material Girl?
Madonna.
What does a caterpillar eventually turn into?
Butterfly.
The epidermis is what part of the body?
The skin.
Who directed Goodfellas?
Oh, pass.
Spell Gillette.
G-I-L-L-E-C-E.
What does SPF stand for?
I'm sorry, SPF?
Yes.
Pass.
Wick Grousbeck is the CEO of what sports team?
I don't know that either. Pass.
Name the famous composing duo Rodgers and
Hammerstein.
In the show, what was I Love Lucy's character's last name?
Ball.
The computer Deep Blue defeated its opponent in what game?
I don't know. Pass.
Oh! Oh, time has expired. Well, you know, you did okay. You did 1, 2, 3,
yeah.
4, 4,
that was
4,
too hard.
Right. 4 correct.
Yep, you had a number of passes. You had one incorrect there, so let's review, everybody.
Okay, do you want me to tell you which one's Bob Ryan?
Sure, but let's identify Bob's
question.
Okay,
the first one you passed on, who directed Goodfellas? Martin Scorsese.
Yep.
Oh, I
should
have known that one.
Let's see. You got the name of the famous composing duo, Rodgers and Hammerstein. That was one of his. And the show I Love Lucy, the character's last name was Ricardo. That was one of Bob Ryan's. The other one you passed got wrong. Gillette is 2 L's, 2 T's. SPF stands for Sun Protection Factor. Wick Grousbeck is the CEO of the Celtics.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show,
okay.
Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
6:20, let's get to your early men for Maine, everybody. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem comes running into $3 Dewey's in a very excited state, and we hear...
Ethis.
Yeah?
You won't believe it. I just dropped by your house, see if you were there, and I heard a man's voice coming from your bedroom.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah. So I snuck around and took a peek in your bedroom window, and sure enough, Effie was fooling around with another man.
Oh, is that so? Well, what'd he look like?
Well, he was tall and completely bald.
Uh-huh. And did he have a big bushy mustache?
Well, as a matter of fact, he did.
And did he have a big gold tooth right in the front?
Oh, my God, yes, he did.
Uh-huh. Well, that must be Virgil Bates.
What makes you think that?
Oh, everybody knows Virgil will sleep with anything.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy shit.
105.7 WROR.
So it's story time with Hank this morning here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. This is all about suddenly realizing people with disabilities are discriminated against. But you've spent your entire life without a disability, and bingo, suddenly you're temporarily disabled.
Yeah, luckily, temporarily.
Right,
disabled.
Yeah.
So I got the broken ankle, lower end of my leg, so it's been about 5.5 weeks. And, you know, it's hard to get around, and I have some crutches, and I've been using a wheelchair. Today, I'm very proud that I brought in my new knee scooter.
First time.
Excellent. But what it's really made me realize, and I'm embarrassed to admit, that you always know that there is discrimination in the workplace, I mean, in various different places, but until it applies to you, you don't take it seriously enough.
Yep.
At least that's in my case.
Yeah.
So what I found out, like, for instance, I had this wheelchair. I went to some doctor's appointments where I couldn't fit through the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not my body personally. The wheelchair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I had to hobble in at one point, get up out, because the door wasn't wide enough for the wheelchair. And that happened, like, four different doorways. I'm like, oh, my God, I never realized.
That's when I start screaming, this isn't up to code.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and that's at a medical facility.
Exactly. It's not like, you know. Exactly. Imagine
right.
that.
Right. And so just, for instance, time. Sometimes, you know, if you're not able-bodied, people think you're a second-class citizen. Nah,
yep.
We don't have to get there right away.
Right.
You know? So, but I had this case, and I don't want to mention this particular organization, which I think is a good organization overall, but I was going to do an auction for them.
Now, Hank is one of the all-time great auctioneers.
Thank you.
I mean, people hire Hank to come in and do auctions for him because he really gets people involved. And
he can shake down people like nobody.
Really can. Yeah, I mean, he's a shakedown artist.
You know, for a guy with no money, it's fun to go after people that have a lot.
It's great. Yeah, okay.
So, you got the right motivation.
Yeah.
So they reached out to me. Oh, geez, we heard you broke your leg. Why don't you get in touch with us? You know, let's have a conversation. I said, okay. Yep. I sent an email back and said, hey, I broke my leg. I said, but I'll be ready to go for the auction.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, let's have a discussion about it. So what they told me when I had this discussion was, well, you know what? Your thing is you like to stand up and, you know, you get a lot of energy going. You go person to person in the room and, you know, you build the excitement. And if you're sitting in a chair, you know what? That's not gonna happen. And besides, you'll look so small, they'll have a tough time seeing you.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of taken aback by it, but I was thinking, well, okay. And I decided, you know what? All right, I'll try and help them find somebody, which people were booked and what have you. And then I finally said to myself, well, wait a second. My ability to, you know, laugh and have fun and engage people to draw them out in the auctioneering process has nothing to do with my ability to move around the room.
Right.
So I said, well, you know what? No, I'll be able to do it. Well, no, I don't think it's going to work. So they effectively canceled me.
Yeah.
Now, and they hired somebody else. I took a step back. I mentioned it to a few people. They're like, that's discrimination.
Totally.
And so they had given me a deposit. If I couldn't show up or I couldn't do it, I'd be obligated morally to send it back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't keep the money. But then I said to myself, they effectively canceled me because I had a broken leg.
Yeah.
I'm not giving them the money back.
Yeah.
They don't deserve the money back. They canceled me.
You know, and the other thing, too, is they could have modified the program. They could have put you up on a stage, and they could have had somebody wheel you around.
And it's not an organization that you expect this type of behavior.
Right,
exactly.
And so we had a back and forth, and the woman said, well, you know, you said you were going to help us, and, you know, we have an email back and forth that said, you know, you'll send us the money back. I said, wait a second. Initially, I thought about it, and I said, well, I was taken aback. I was shocked by it. I wanted to help the organization, but then I said, this is about more than just myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Think about all the people that may not have a voice that happens to every single day.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
Well, it is. You do make a good
understand.
Point. I'm trying
to
see what they're thinking, though, is, you know, like when they booked you.
Devil's you know, advocate?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, let's say, for instance, you order a chair from Amazon.
Yeah, that's a good
right? And you get the chair. And it's got a broken leg. You'd send it back, right?
Well, that is a good point. That is a good point.
You know, they ordered you with two good legs.
Yeah, they did. They're chubby legs, too. They weren't upset with that.
Substantial
so
legs.
So what's the takeaway?
We're kind of at a stalemate. I'm not sending them the money back.
Okay.
I feel that they discriminated against me because they said, oh, well, you get a broken leg? Oh, we're going to have to replace you.
You know, it's amazing, though. This has really had an
impact.
A good
lesson learned.
Yeah, what's the
I don't play for the Patriots. I would get that. You know, they're going to have to replace me.
So has this changed the way you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I need to do something to advocate for the people in the disability community, mobility impaired people. I really need to try and change the way things happen.
Well, odds are, once that leg is healed, you'll forget all about it.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Well, isn't this interesting? Ladies and gentlemen, there is now drama in baseball. So, Hank, what do you think's going on here?
Well, Alex Cora, first-year Red Sox manager, was the bench coach for the world champion Astros last year. Very close. But let's face it, he knows all the inside stuff. He knows all the tricks. Every major league team does something, whether it's using a substance on the ball or maybe they're trying to steal signs. So after game one, during game one, Joe West, who's the umpire in chief, he came over to check Martin Maldonado's catcher's mitt for a foreign substance.
Yes.
And I'm sure that Alex Cora knows, and the Astros have had a lot of allegations that they put foreign substance that helps improve the spin rate of the baseball. It also gives the pitchers a better grip, and technically it's illegal.
It's illegal, yeah. It's like a spitball.
So it came out yesterday that the Astros sent a staff member to the right. If you're facing the Red Sox dugout on the first base side, just to the left, there's the photographer's pit.
Yes. Yep.
They sent an employee in there to videotape the Red Sox dugout. The Astros are saying, oh, no, no, we just wanted to make sure that the Red Sox weren't doing anything illegal.
I see.
But it's been well documented, because the teams know each other so well, is that they have to change signs, whether it's base stealing signs, defensive positioning, or just the signs between the pitcher and the catcher.
Is that technically cheating? To have somebody go
to
and
videotape it, yes.
It's oh.
Yeah, to look like, at it visually to pick it up.
And take notes.
And tell somebody that's not cheating.
That's part of like the gamesmanship of baseball, like trying to pick up their signs. But once you bring devices in, now the baseball purist is like, no.
You can't do that. I mean,
last year.
Right, a couple of the trainer and maybe an assistant coach, I can't remember, had eye watches on.
Yes.
Which it's illegal to use like an electronic device in the dugout.
Right.
The Yankees caught them, and that was retribution for one of the Yankees pitchers having pine tar on his neck, and the Red Sox called them out about it. So it's gamesmanship. What's going to happen is the Astros will be fined, and that's about it. But it brings up like a personal little controversy.
It's good. And like the Astros, even they're like, no, that guy was just keeping an eye on the Red Sox to make sure they weren't cheating.
Just to make sure they weren't cheating.
Like, I think that I don't know if it's cheating if you can watch it and take notes. I mean, they're just keeping up with the times.
I understand what you're saying and I actually tend to agree with you a little bit. You know?
Whoa, I'm going to write this down in my diary.
Put that down.
Why don't you write it on your iPhone?
5.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, and speaking of that series, Hank.
It was a lot of fun last night.
It was huge last night.
It was a big eighth-inning rally. They got it done last night for the Red Sox in Houston.
Here's a 1-2. Moreland is hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and a run will score. An insurance run for Boston comes in. Back-to-back hit batters for Osuna. 4-2 Boston. And now Jackie Bradley Jr. Bradley Jr., a high fly ball to right. Reddick is at the wall. Can only watch. A grand slam. Jackie Bradley Jr. A knockout punch here in the eighth. 8-2 Boston. 7 RBIs for JBJ in the last 2 games.
Woo. Brian Anderson with the call on TBS. They finish up. They win 8-2. They take a 2-1 series lead in the ALCS last night in Houston. Sox scored 2 in the first, never trailed. Steve Pierce launched a solo homer. And Nathan Eovaldi, who? The All-Star break. We had no idea who this guy was. He was great again last night. Gave up 2 runs in 6 innings, 4 strikeouts for the win. Game 4 tonight at 8:39. Rick Porcello against Charlie Morton. Dodgers tied the NLDS at 2-2 with a 2-1 win in 13 innings last night. And then they come back. They play at 5:05, game 5 this afternoon. Meanwhile, Chris Sale rejoined the team after his stomach illness, although they're unclear if he can start in Game 5 as scheduled. Celtics, opening night for the Celts last night at the TD Garden, and they finished up in style. 105-87, they win over the 76ers. Jason Tatum, boy, can this guy play. 23 points, 9 rebounds. Both Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward were in the lineup. Both were a little rusty, too. Irving finished with 7 points. Hayward had 10, but they didn't need them. Celts play in Toronto on Friday night. Bruins looking for their 5th straight win tonight when they play the Flames in Calgary. And coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to talk about that brewing controversy involving 2 football teams, Malden High School and Everett High.
Amazing. Thank you much, Hank. Okay,
yeah, give us a call if you're a Malden High parent or Everett parent.
What do you think about this?
Curious. We're going to talk about it.
They're going to cancel the game because of a size discrepancy in the 2 teams.
617-931-1057, okay?
Sports brought to you by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center.
Okay, we got your Bell Buster coming up next right here, Lauren Wiley Morning Show.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to Jenny today. It's her birthday, and her mom wanted to get her a Brian Bell Buster. She's going skydiving for the first time. This is brought to you by Dr. Wu. So I'm going to call her as the guy who's going with her, but I'm not going to make her feel better.
I just need you to keep an eye on it. That's all, you know. I'm a little afraid of heights, so my therapist said this would be great for me. So, you know, I'd appreciate if you could, kind of stay calm,
your
too.
Your therapist? You know? I've had 500 hours.
No, this is going to be my first jump, too.
Oh, my God.
This is your first jump?
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Right, so I heard from Alice, and she wanted to get her daughter Jenny for her birthday. Now, Jenny is going skydiving for the first time for her birthday.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I am not going to make her feel less nervous. Let's just put it that way.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jenny?
Yes, this is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny, it's Johnny Utah from Skydive.
Hi.
How are you? I've been assigned to be your jump partner, so I just wanted to check in and see if you're ready for the big jump.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm nervous, but I almost feel better just because you have a great voice.
I tell you, you can be nervous. That's, like, totally natural, but, you know, it's really the sense of accomplishment and exhilaration, like when you go right out of the plane, man, it's going to be great.
Okay. I was going to ask you, I just have one of those mini video cameras on my shirt. Is that okay for when we do the...
No.
You tape it all.
No, we'll take care of all, like, pictures and videos and stuff. You actually, like, need to be trained to even carry anything with you, so don't worry about bringing that stuff. You know, just wear some, like, comfortable clothing, you know, maybe like a fleece because it might get a little chilly. Don't wear boots or sandals, you know, that's kind of the basics.
Yeah, I have my sneakers ready and comfortable clothes. Obviously a helmet. Obviously I'm going to have a helmet on.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need it. Helmets, they're not really going to do much good if you're kind of hitting the ground, you know, but that's okay. That makes you feel better. That's fine.
Sorry, what?
And then once we get up in the plane, we'll all be, you know, up to like 10,500 feet. Pretty high.
I'm really nervous already. I mean, I'm really freaking out already. I don't know if this isn't really making me feel better. I mean, obviously, I'm going to have a helmet on.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And we'll go through all this stuff in, like, pre-flight, too. Don't worry. We'll go over all the stuff you need to know. Like, you know, because I'll be strapped to you. And then, like, the straps, okay?
Right.
Like, the ripcord is yellow. And then there's the red straps, or, like, the harness straps. Because I'm actually colorblind. So, the yellow...
Colorblind.
Yeah, so, like, the yellow one, you know, deploys the chute. But the red one would, like, make the harness come off. So, if you see me going for that red strap, just, like, hit my hand or something. Because that wouldn't be great, okay? And you could also, if you could help me spot the drop zone. Because it's, like, a red square. And I have been having trouble picking up on the red with the
color. I don't even think I'm going to go anymore. I'm really...
No, it's going to be great. You'll love it. Don't you worry. It's a lot of fun.
My heart just threw up.
You'll be...
No, I'm already nervous. I mean...
You'll be hooked as soon as we go right out the door.
You need to know how to pull the cord. I
just need you to keep an eye on it. That's all, you know. I'm a little afraid of heights, so my therapist said this would be great for me. So... You know, I'd appreciate if you could, you know, kind of stay calm,
your
too.
Therapist.
You know?
I've
yeah.
had 500
yeah.
hours.
No, this is going to be my first jump, too.
Oh, my God.
This is your first jump? Are you kidding me right now?
No.
I paid a lot of money for this. I don't want to go now. I don't even want to go.
No, it'll be great. You'll really have a great time.
I don't want to go with you. Maybe I'll go with your therapist, but I'm not going with you. I'm not qualified. I'm going to call your manager or boss or whoever's in charge of this company.
Don't call the FAA, okay?
I will make
okay.
sure you are fired.
Is your mom, Alice, going with you by any chance?
What? How do you know my mom's name?
Jenny, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
Oh, my God. Brian.
This is a Brian Bell buster, Jenny.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I listened to your show. I feel really stupid right now.
Your mom said you were a little nervous, so we thought we could help you. Well, we didn't really help you at all, did we?
I can't believe she did this.
So happy birthday.
You really got me. You're really freaking me.
You'll be great. You'll have a great time. No. It's going to be great. Really. Have a great time.
On the ground.
And thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorna and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday morning on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. This is really kind of a strange story, an unusual story, and it's about a high school football game. We're talking about Malden and Everett. And, you know, it's a traditional. How long has this series been going on, Hank?
1893, I believe.
1893. Wow.
They've
time.
Played like 70, I think they've been over 70 years since the last time they didn't play.
Wow.
I mean, really? The Greater Boston League, some of the older cities and towns, they have amongst the greatest rivalries in high school football sports
sure,
across the
yeah.
country.
So basically, Everett is, you know, a perennial powerhouse, you know, just churns out great football team after great football team wins.
They had Omar Easy, Diamond Ferry. They played in the NFL. Molden has sent a couple of players to the NFL as well.
So and then they and then Everett wins Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. See?
They do. They're great. And you know what? This year, Molden High, they're 0-6. They've got 39 players, dwindling numbers. 22 of them are freshmen.
Yep, yep.
Everett, powerhouse. Very, very talented, big,
undefeated.
A powerhouse.
Yep, yep.
Malden
yep.
canceling the game because they fear for their physical safety of their young players.
Okay, so so I'm thinking, okay, well, there are a lot of – what do you think about this whole thing? Apparently, they didn't see the movie Hoosiers.
Oh, like the underdog?
Yeah, the underdog.
I don't know. I mean, you know, as I like to say when I watch high school sports, today's injury is tomorrow's arthritis. Yeah. So I think they're being safe, you know? I mean, it would be a massacre. And it's no, I don't think it's fun to watch that sort of thing. It would be like, first of all, it would be very stressful for the parents of the kids who are at risk of being injured. And it's not fun to see a blowout. So they're actually doing everybody a favor.
Well, yeah, and although 3 years ago, in a huge upset,
yeah.
Malden beat Everett.
A.K.A. Hoosiers.
Like, for the first time since, like, 91.
That's a fluke. That's a fluke. That's not going to happen
So
again.
It's already happening. Yeah,
yeah it's not. Yeah, it's a, that's not. No.
Odds are.
Yeah.
So, you have no faith. No faith.
I have no faith.
No faith. Okay.
Well, the superintendent of schools, Fred Forestier, over in Everett, said it's more about the tradition between the communities and the fans. It's been going on for so long. And he pointed out that from 1980 to 1991, when Malden was very, very good, they outscored Everett 364 points to 114. And he said, we never canceled.
Well, they are still doing the team dinner, where the two teams get together.
I totally love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get together and have
at
the buffet table.
I don't know.
Food fight.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, and Brian, you pointed this out, a 15-year-old kid physically and mentally up against an 18-year-old senior.
Big difference.
Who's
big
like
difference.
A full-grown man. Big difference.
Yeah, and some of those seniors in Everett, I think, are 25.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kidding, Everett. I'm kidding. Well, hang on. Let me grab this.
Okay.
We got Bruce on the line. He's actually a high school official.
What do you think, Bruce?
It really is more of a safety factor. I can say from an official standpoint, we hate games like that because it's very hard to officiate. Because you're more like babysitting out there when there's a rout going on.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, do you think that a responsible high school football coach, on the other hand, would finally say, okay, let's take our foot off the guy's neck here and pull back a little bit and put some of our subs in here and let them get a little experience?
I've seen both happen, and I would say that would be the right thing to do, especially if it's that bad of a game and there is a rout going on where they get other seniors in who may not be able to play or some of the underclassmen. That's the way to do it. But I've been told that this is a major rivalry game going back 100-plus years. So I don't know what the loss of love is between the two teams. So you may get a situation, and we've seen it in North Carolina, where you have a game that's 70-0 because there's just some animosity between the coaches. But if you've got a coach with a lot of respect, then it's a great thing. But if you don't, especially because of the tradition that the game is right now, but if not, you could really get some serious kids there. Yeah, from a pair standpoint and a referee standpoint, it is a safety factor.
Well, Bruce, I think this is it's really great to get your take on this whole thing. And
take care, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay, now let's get Morris online. Hey, Morris from Waltham. Good morning, Morris. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? I work in Boston, but I'm from Waltham. I was a football cheerleader. It was a suburban league back then. We played Brockton every Thanksgiving, got our asses handed to us every Thanksgiving. My senior year, I think it was 52-4.
Oh, wow.
And we went home, still had a good Thanksgiving. I'm a lawyer and a teacher, and I turned out fine.
Hey, you know what, Maura? my wife was a halftime dancer for Brockton High.
Really?
They used to kick your guys' butt.
They tried to kick our bus over.
We're
hitting the bus. It was bad. We were like, what the hell is happening to us? We're like, get us out of here. We're like, they're going to kill us physically. They could literally kill us.
That's fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot.
It was great, okay. And I'm fine.
Okay, have a
great day. We got somebody online. We can't use his name, but I think he's from Everett.
Okay, no name. Okay, from Everett. How you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm an assistant coach at Everett High. My first name is Rob.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay.
Good
morning.
Hey, Rob.
What do you say?
What's up?
Good morning. So I just have, of course, I want you all to know that because I coach at Everett, it's somewhat of a biased opinion, but I do see both sides to the issues.
Yeah.
Safety is a clear issue in this matter. But the one quick fact for all listeners to think about is last week we played Medford. And anyone who was at attendance at that game would know that Medford and Malden are very similar ability-wise this year. very similar in numbers. We played our starters 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. They all came out. We played the young kids. Everybody on the team got a chance to play. The final score was 33, I believe, to zero. I forget exactly the number, but it was 20 to nothing, 5 minutes into the game, and we pulled our entire first team. And that's what would have happened exactly on Friday night.
Okay.
We
would
have pulled everybody quickly.
Okay. Like Bruce, the coach who called us, said, you know, that's the responsible thing to do. That, hey, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
And we wish Malden the best of luck the rest of the season, but that is the fact of what happened last Friday night, and that's what exactly would have happened this Friday. And as a result, now our kids have a bye the week before the playoffs start. We have to keep them focused, keep them motivated, and it is about the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is about the kids, and our kids don't have a chance to play on Friday night, which people are losing sight of that, too, that the Everett kids want to play as well.
Hey, as a Medford native, I want to thank you for keeping it under 40 points.
Well, have a good morning.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Have a great day.
How do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
Well, that is Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon, or as they say in Rehoboth, our Hyannon. Well, good morning. It's 25 minutes past 7, and it's time now for the Men from Maine episode, everybody. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem pays a visit to see Doc Sider about his concerns. And we hear...
You know, Doc, I have to say that life is not a big bowl of cherries to me these days.
Really, Lem? Well, what's got you down?
Oh, well, I'm single. I can't seem to find the right woman. I've only got one friend, and he ain't that special. Down at work, I haven't had a promotion in a long time. My house needs new tires. My best sheep died last week. And my goat won't even look at me.
Well, Lem, it sounds to me like you have low self-esteem.
Oh, is that a big problem?
Oh, no. From my experience, it's a very common thing with total losers like you.
Oh, that's a relief. Thanks, Doc.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
You spend your entire life going through life every day saying, oh man, when is it going to get easier? Well, they've released this big study, and they say they now have the definitive point in your life when it's going to get easier.
Finally.
I dispute their findings. Totally. When is it? We'll discuss coming up next.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so I don't know where these air quote experts get their information, but they released this big study they did, and they said that they have finally defined precisely the age when most Americans, they say that life starts getting easier for them. Because you always go, oh man, life is driving me crazy. When's it going to get easier? Okay, so their big study said, at precisely age 44, life is going to start getting easier for you. And I say, that's totally ridiculous.
What age do you
agree with that at all? Anybody?
Well, why do they say that? I mean, that's...
Okay, here's what
I feel like that's completely untrue. I feel... Yeah. I feel like it's not... Yeah, it's patently untrue.
Okay, they say at age 44, they finally turn around for you because you get everything squared away. According to the study, people's favorite things about their 40s are going to nice vacations, earning good money, having a nice car, and knowing what's worth worrying about. Well,
all those things are true.
Yeah.
But you know what? It comes with a price, like looking old, feeling old, being tired. Your parents are old. Your kids are old.
Wow. You're a real ray of sunshine. Start-
44 was precisely...
You're 44, right?
I'm 44 right now.
My man boobs really started to grow at 44.
Is that it? Yeah.
And my kids were in middle school. Oh, middle school is a monster.
That's, you know what? That's really
that's
true, too, because your kids hit that age, and then they don't like you anymore, and then it's kind of sad.
And then they want Uggs and North Face jackets, and those are expensive.
Right.
Very expensive. And you're not, and, you know, you're really not earning that great of money. And I just remember I was 44 young. I'm square down the barrel, double barrels of two college tuitions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going, oh my God, no. You're precisely 44 years old right now,
really
right?
Depressing.
None of this is making me feel any better.
I know.
That's right. You didn't feel good to start with.
That's true. So, well, you know what? Because, I mean, what are some of the factors that go into this? You have...
Okay. These are, okay, for example, they
why
say,
do they say that it's 44?
They say in your 20s, you worry about things like finding a job, saving money, dating, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you've got to worry about that in your 40s.
But nobody,
too.
But
who
nobody
about saving money in their 20s?
Nobody worries about that.
If I worried
in their
20s, about it in
okay?
my 20s, I'd be better off
okay?
now.
And what they say when you're in your 30s, that you stress out on things like moving up in your career and starting a family and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, hey, you're starting a family, I just, boom, man, it just happened. Then in your early 40s, like 40, 41, 42, you worry about things like finding work-life balance. Hmm. No, your early 40s, you just worry about surviving.
Hmm. So. All right. Well, you know what? I've delved into this research a little bit.
Yes.
I think I've figured it out.
What's that?
Really?
Well, do you know who they actually did this survey with?
No.
With people that were on a cruise.
Without their kids?
Without their kids. So
really?
They're people who are already just on vacation and can afford to go on nice cruises.
I guess
no wonder they're so relaxed.
Thank you.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay. Hey, okay, here we go. This is interesting. Death and censorship. Those are the subjects of Dirty Laundry today.
Fun,
and it's brought to you by MassSave.com. Okay. Last night, The Conners premiered without Roseanne. Spoiler alert, they killed off the character of Roseanne. But it was interesting on how they killed her off. She died, the autopsy came back on the show, and she died of an opioid overdose.
Topical.
And so it's very much like the Roseanne from before. They take a subject that obviously is affecting the entire nation
ripped
and
from the
so
headlines.
Many families and apply it to the show. And it was, you know, it was controversial, but you know what? It gets it into the public discourse to talk about
sure.
it, how
yeah.
and so they treated it very well. And it was according to Brian Bell, my Roseanne / Conners
that's right.
aficionado. What do you think?
I thought it was you know pretty good because
okay.
they you know it's a tough subject to tackle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like the most hysterical topic in the world.
No, but they do that.
I'm sure people weren't happy about jokes that they made about it.
Yes,
but I think they did it the way they
but
do
that's,
it.
But that's what the show's always done.
Right, yeah. exactly.
And I enjoyed it so much without Roseanne on it.
Yeah, I know. Right. I think that's going to be the key.
Okay.
Okay. Death news, another death news. Nevada brothel owner Dennis Hoff died. He was the star of HBO's Cat House, which apparently Brian Bell also watches. Good to know. He owned
the
Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Back when I was single and it was on HBO.
He's in the sleaze bags.
Yeah, well, he came up with the lovely slogan, "There's no business like ho business." Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Rest in peace.
He's a really bad guy.
Okay. Keira Knightley. You know, Bend It Like Beckham,
yep.
Love Actually, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't let her daughter watch certain movies. She was on Ellen, and this is what she had to say.
Really? Okay.
I just need you
last
to
time you were here, you were 6 months pregnant.
I was.
You were cranky because you couldn't have margaritas.
Oh, so cranky.
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
How old is she now?
She's now 3 and a half.
And she's banned from seeing certain children's movies, right?
Yeah.
What are they?
Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
banned, because, you know, she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her. Don't rescue yourself,
right.
obviously.
Right.
And this is the one that I'm quite annoyed about, because I really like the film, but Little Mermaid. I mean, the songs are great, but do not give your voice up for a man. Hello. Wow.
Right.
So, yeah. Those were... So, you know, I mean, but the problem with, I mean, The Little Mermaid, I love The Little Mermaid, so I'm having that. That one's a little tricky one, but no, but I'm keeping to it. She is, however, allowed to, Dory is a big favorite in our house.
Of course, there's nothing
course,
wrong with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, but you know, this reminded me because Dave had a banned list for Lucy when she was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
It was about, I don't know, 15 movies high.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He was the Joseph McCarthy of Disney. Censorship City. And on the list, I'll tell you, with Little Mermaid, Lion King, Mulan, Peter Pan, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. And it wasn't because he didn't want to expose her to the patriarchal views of Disney. No. The fathers were mean, and he didn't want a bad rap. Now,
okay,
that's fine.
Okay. Did
but
you
me,
have a list?
I don't have a list. And I am like anything goes, because currently, Lucy's favorite movie right now?
Yeah? What is it?
Pretty Woman. My work is done here.
Okay, there you go. Responsible parent.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let's get this show on the road because it's time to play for $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. And we have a player on the line with us this morning. She's a physical therapist from Newton, Massachusetts. Her name is Regina Slutsky. Good morning, Regina, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. So this, you realize this is a very rare opportunity to just be the random caller and get in. And it's a great honor. You realize that, of course.
I do realize that, yes.
Okay, good, good, good. So here's what's going to
happen.
I'm
a little nervous.
Have you studied at all? Did you think this would ever happen? Or are you just like...
No, I was just on my way to work and you guys said, oh, this never happened. So call in. And I was like, okay, I'll call in.
So you're completely unprepared.
Okay, there you go. Okay, good to know.
That could work in your favor.
You know what? Okay, so am I all the time, so it's good.
How I got through high school.
Here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to give you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all right, we automatically give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Now remember, as you progress through the questions, if you have one you're not sure about, you can say pass. We'll move ahead. If you have time left over at the end, we'll come back and pick them up for you. Ready to play?
I am ready to play.
Okay. Nice and loud. Want to catch all of your responses. And here we go in 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you do at a yield sign?
Yield. Slow down.
What's 7 times 7?
49.
What great Boston athlete has a statue on City Hall Plaza?
Pass.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is the creator and original star of this Broadway production currently in Boston.
Pass.
Who wrote the book The Firm?
John Grisham.
Baby One More Time was this pop star's first hit.
Britney Spears.
Who is the largest distributor of toys in the world?
Mattel.
The show Full House took place in what city?
San Francisco.
Paleontology is the study of what?
Fossils.
Spell lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
What great Boston athlete has a statue on City Hall Plaza?
Oh!
You know, you should go through life unprepared all the time because that was excellent. Let that be a lesson to you kids.
Never try. Yep. Okay. For being totally unprepared, that was an excellent, excellent show.
Seven right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so I'm going to tell you what you got wrong because we like to learn here. Yeah. The great Boston athlete who has a statue on City Hall Plaza is Bill Russell. Lin-Manuel Miranda is the creator and original star of Hamilton, which is in Boston right now.
You should go see it. It's really good.
Yeah, it's very good. And the largest distributor of toys in the world, this is a kind of tricky question, is McDonald's.
Go figure.
I had Santa.
Yeah, I know, right? The Happy Meals. Okay. One kid at a time.
Hey, no problem. We got to.
Even if I'd gotten the other two, there's no way that I would have ever gotten McDonald's.
So Sometimes that makes you feel better, right?
Yeah, okay.
Never help us sleep at night.
Yeah. Okay, here's your consolation prize.
Yeah.
A pair of tickets. Now, you're going to love this. A pair of tickets to see Rock of Ages featuring the hit music of Whitesnake, Poison, Twisted Sister. Really terrific. Coming to the Box Center October the 23rd through the 28th. Tickets are on sale now.
Awesome.
Oh, yes, you're going to love this thing. Tickets are on sale at boxcenter.org. You already have your tickets. Hey, thanks for playing the game today. I'm glad you got in, okay?
Thank you.
Have a terrific day.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks for listening. Okay, anybody else? If you would like to play this game and you think you can win $1,000, a grand in 60 seconds, $1,000 from Century Bank, just log on to WRR.com. Okay, everybody, could we have, please, a warm round of applause for a special guest who's joined us in the studio, the fabulous Kelly McFarland.
It's not in my headphones.
It's not in your headphones?
You know what I mean? Is it just me?
Okay.
Let's see. She can't hear?
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
See, she doesn't know anything about machinery. That's the only problem.
No, I'm very cute, but buttons. Okay. Am I right?
But, you know, she's from Maine. What can you expect?
Hey.
Oh, as a matter of fact, because you lived in Portland, and LBF just went up there for a girls' getaway weekend this past weekend.
Oh, my God. It was so amazing. I still am thinking about the hot bartender at Central Provisions that I can't get over. I'm not even kidding. I was expecting teeth optional, Maine.
I don't like anything you just said, so let's back up. If you don't know who I am, I'm Kelly McFarland. I have some of the best teeth.
She does.
In New England comedy, I'd like to say. The smile, it's all I have, actually. It's what I've got now that I've aged. Thank you, parents, for giving me braces. And Yeah, there's some good-looking people in Maine. I agree with you, though, because I lived there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was Maine. Rustic. Seaside town.
A lot of flannel.
Yeah. That wasn't even... You should hear my Keith Morrison impression. From Dateline.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Maine, I'm always like, it was a sleepy night in a seaside town. If that's not on point. Anyway, my coffee just kicked in. So you're right. So you went to Central Provisions. Delish.
Right, and they make the best drinks downstairs.
Tell us all the things you drank.
Okay, I don't think we have that much time, but I'll start. I had an Aviation. I think I had two of those. And then I had this something pedal. But I... Yeah, so I had three drinks.
Was that the name
three
of it, or
drinks?
Do you not remember
yeah, but
part
that
of
was,
the name?
That was it. I started at 11:30.
Oh, wow. What happened?
I don't know.
Were you abducted by aliens and then dropped off?
No.
I love going there. So you had dinner there and you had drinks there. Did you go out after?
We didn't. We did a little bit. We went to a couple of bars. I can't remember the names of them. That's the problem.
You had a really good night.
I did. She didn't have three drinks.
There's no question.
Yeah. I don't think you're talking about the pre-party.
No. It's all a little blurry after 7.
I love
7.
That.
But why? What do you recommend?
So my favorite place to go in Portland is Bubba's Sulky Lounge.
Okay. So that's where we wanted to go. But it was 80s night on Friday night, and we missed it. And it's not in the general vicinity.
No, it is not. You have to find it.
Yes.
You have to find it in flats or find it in an Uber.
Right. Right?
You can't walk that hill in your heels after you've been to Central Provisions
and
had a hot bartender pour you an Aviation, maybe two, and then a pedal, I don't even know what. So you have to go to Bubba's at a reasonable hour.
Okay.
Bring your antibacterial. That place has never been cleaned.
Really?
It has a light-up dance floor.
Oh,
my God. 80s night is off the hook. My favorite part about 80s night is now I go... I go to Portland to see my friends because that's where my nearest and dearest all live. I go to Portland and we go to Bubba's for 80s night, and they're wearing, it's young children dressed up for 80s night, what they think 80s is.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So it's like just stuff you would see them wear to school. Because 80s is making, like, neon's making a comeback.
Yes, and right. Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but they don't do the hair right.
They don't. Well, you know, it's a gift.
Not enough spray?
It's really a gift.
Not enough spray, thank you.
Not enough spray, yeah, okay.
Well, the young kids care about the ozone.
I know, we didn't.
I mean, do they? Do they care about that?
What about the scrunchie and the banana clip? If they?
Oh, hey!
Scrunchies are back.
Yeah, scrunchies are back. I actually have some scrunchies.
You're wearing one right now?
No, this is a clip in a top knot.
Oh.
I'm wearing a top knot today, everyone.
It's like a man bun on a lady.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't feel good about that, but we're here now.
I just called you Aaron Bain.
Oh, my God, I love Aaron Bain. I just met him.
Aaron Baines?
Oh, my God, I met him, yes.
He's tall.
Aaron Baines. Yeah. Check out my Instagram, at kellymacfarland.com. There's a picture of me here. I'm right next to him, and I am at his navel. I'm not even kidding.
How tall are you?
Wow.
5 feet.
And Aaron Baines,
lied. I'm 4'11".
Aaron Baines is 7'1".
He's tall.
He's a 6'11", giant, gorgeous 7'7". Australian who is actually super nice.
I don't even know who this is.
He plays for the Celtics.
You need to find out right now. Okay. If you're gonna gush over a gorgeous bartender from Maine, then this will make your head explode off your body. She just saw him online.
Okay. Well, you know what's funny about it is because you posted it on Instagram, but you couldn't use the square picture because then you wouldn't have been in the picture.
No.
Right. I couldn't.
You are truly at his navel.
I'm truly at his navel. I was on a podcast with him. My friend, Erin Foley, has this podcast called Sports Without Balls. And she knows everything about sports. It's insane. She lives in L.A.
Yeah.
She was here. We were at Laugh Boston. Laugh Boston, located conveniently at the top of the seaport. Laugh Boston. And Erin was a guest, and so was I. For the first 5 minutes, I couldn't stop staring at his feet. I've never seen feet. His sneakers were like kayaks. I have a size 5 shoe. I don't even know how I stand upright most days. I'm pretty top heavy, y'all, if you check it out. And I just was staring. I didn't even speak for the first 5 minutes. I just stared at his feet and was like, I don't get it.
Right.
Like, ugh. Like, when do you get those? Like, how old are you that those are like, right? Yeah, like, shakunk.
Yeah.
Because my feet at like age 4 were like, we're done here.
like, good luck. We're just down here as two dinner rolls. Best of luck to you. Like, Kelly, I could never roller skate well. I could never. There's so many things to say.
Kelly is at the Cabot coming up Saturday night. That's in Beverly. Cabot in Beverly Saturday night. You're going to love her show. As a matter of fact, you can go to thecabot.com.
Yeah.
And
you're looking at me like I know
your
stuff.
What's your website?
I love you. Stop pointing at me.
What's your website?
It's kellymacfarland.com. Also on this show, let me do the whole thing. Ready? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday night, I'll be at the Cabot Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts with Will Noonan, Dave Russo, Kenny Rogerson, and Kelly McFarland for the North Shore Comedy Blowout. Check out all tickets and information at thecabot.com.
Wow. Kelly McFarland will be back with us in just minutes. In the meantime,
I feel like
Hank is
really
here with an update on
food.
Hank, how are we doing out there?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hi, everybody. We have a lady in the studio this morning. You're going to have the opportunity to see live coming up at the Cabot Theater in Beverly on Saturday night. Kelly McFarland is here with us. And she's
afraid
very,
of everything.
Yes,
very,
she has this very funny podcast called Fraidy Cat, which I've been listening to because you know how I'm afraid of everything.
Yes, yeah.
Well,
yes.
Kelly McFarland is afraid of even more things. And we just got into the fact that she hates dolls, porcelain dolls, big ones. She covers all the things that people should be afraid of. It's brilliant. But here's my question. You are afraid of so many things, yet you torture yourself. She just said she watches American Horror Story.
Sure do.
And are you watching that new Netflix show, Haunting on Hill House?
No.
Why?
Because it makes people vomit.
It does?
Wait.
It makes people so nervous and upset. It's so scary, apparently, that people get, like, freaked out to the point. Well, Brian just
people
told
are passing out.
People are passing
get
out.
Out.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt myself. So let's be clear. I'm afraid of here's a list of the things that I mentioned. And we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a list in my head, by the way. Sorry for the dead air.
That's okay.
It's
that's
longer than you think.
Well, it would help if you say it out loud.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, because some of it's embarrassing.
It's
so,
okay.
Those dolls.
Yep. Yeah.
I visited the doll in Key West, Robert the Doll.
Yes, I heard about that.
Possessed,
oh, okay.
Apparently.
Yep.
I was very kind to him. I did not take his photo without asking. Mm-hmm. A woman did, though, and I was like, that woman is going to fall off a bridge. And seriously, there's like all these letters from people who are like, I was not courteous to the doll, and now my life has turned into a terrible, terrible dismay.
And people believe this.
People believe it because it's true.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
I don't like furniture.
Go see that doll and insult it.
Over the weekend, I was in Virginia Beach. I'm just going to, this will tell everything you need to know about me. Over the weekend, I'm in Virginia Beach doing shows.
Sure.
And it was super fun. I fly home on Sunday and I walk in the house and I look and there's a piece of furniture that's not ours. And it's not new.
Oh.
And I was like, what is this? And my husband said, I got that for our child, for his room. And I said, where did you get that? And he said, oh, I bought it off of like Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, did you inspect it? And he's like, yes, I looked it over for bed bugs. I checked every crevice. I was like, did you feel it and make sure it's not possessed? Because furniture can get possessed. And now it's in our house.
It can get repossessed, too.
Oh, you freshy. Yeah.
You think somebody died in the chair?
Well, it's a... I think that entities can attach themselves to inanimate objects.
Oh, really?
I totally agree with you.
You can bring those in your house.
I totally agree with you. I bought this I used to get antiques, and then I was like, got wise to that.
Me too.
And then I was like, no. So I got this frame.
Yes.
With this, and the problem was that there was this creepy old lady in the frame, but I wanted to like take the creepy old lady out and put like a nice picture in.
You made so many errors just now.
Right, exactly. But I didn't. I couldn't take the creepy old lady out because I thought if I do, she is coming to put, like, haunt me for the rest of my
life. Here's
one. Okay.
All right, you go to a funeral, right? You go to a funeral, and they hand you that card in memoriam, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's a very lovely gesture.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The palm.
I can't take the card.
Oh.
I can't take it out of the funeral home because you can't throw it away. It's very disrespectful towards the deceased.
I see.
And I think those cards are grabbing energy.
And
I just lost everyone. Now people are like, this girl's crazy.
No, I totally agree. I agree with that.
Thanks, buddy.
I mean, you know, that's not my, I would take the card, but maybe now I won't. But I agree with the furniture thing.
Yeah, the furniture thing.
What you should do with those cards is you just take them home and stick them in an antique mirror.
That's right.
You are dead to me.
You know what you really should do? You two should seek counseling together.
Oh, that's fun.
Wear a helmet.
Already did it. Already did it.
Okay. Hey, listen, you are going to love her show.
Wait, we can't end on that. Now people are going to think I'm nuts.
Well.
Little bit, y'all. If you want to take a deeper dive into this craziness, and I know it's irrational, by the way. I want you all to know that. If you're listening right now, don't tune out. Don't tune out the Kelly McFarland. I'm adorable and smart and very funny. And I know this is all irrational. I just can't stop myself.
Right?
I can't stop it. I want to stop it. Can't stop, won't stop. And if you want to hear more about that, you should check out my podcast because it is, we talk about everything.
And check her out Saturday night.
The Frady Cat Podcast.
Awesome. Okay, Saturday night. What time's the show?
Oh, let's do it again.
Do it,
for good measure. It's the North Shore Comedy Blowout happening this weekend, Saturday, at the Cabot in Beverly, Massachusetts. For all ticket information, go to the Beverly, the Cabot Beverly website. I think I gave it out before. I might have had it wrong. You know how to Google. Do it. You'll love it. It's me, Will Noonan, Dave Russo, Kenny Rogerson. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have a really good time, and it's Saturday night.
Oh, so get a blowout and go to the blowout.
There you go.
Get a blowout and go to the blowout.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.